Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Ramirez. Batting third. The left fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ryan Rayburn. Batting fifth. The DH, Nick Swisher. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Aviles. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Brandon Moss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brett Hayes. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Michael Bourne. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sean Markham. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adam Eaton. Batting second. The left fielder, Melky Cabrera. Batting third. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fourth. The DH, Adam LaRoche. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Avisail Garcia. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Connor Gillespie. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Yalmer Sanchez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Carlos Rodon. And now, play ball. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kipnis strikes out. One out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brantley hits a fly ball into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Flowers and he is safe. Ramirez steals second. Ryan Rayburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Rayburn takes first base on ball four. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eaton for the out. One out. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cabrera strikes out. Two outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Abreu hits a line drive into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Aviles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brandon Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Hayes is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hayes hits a line drive into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Bourne batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Aviles. The throw from Flowers and he is safe. Aviles steals second. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bourne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam LaRoche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. LaRoche hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Avisail Garcia, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Garcia hits a line drive into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gillespie strikes out. 2 outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kipnis is 0 for 1 in the game. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brantley is 0 for 1 in the game. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Flowers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sanchez strikes out. Hayes drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sanchez out. 2 outs. Adam Eaton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Eaton is 0 for 1 in the game. Eaton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rayburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rayburn strikes out. 1 out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aviles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abreu is 0 for 1 in the game. Abreu strikes out. 1 out. Adam LaRoche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. LaRoche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. LaRoche hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Avisail Garcia, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aviles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brandon Moss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Brett Hayes batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Michael Bourne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bourne is 0 for 1 in the game. Bourne hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 2 in the game. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Ramirez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gillespie is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillespie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Flowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Flowers hits a line drive into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Flowers and he is safe. Ramirez steals second. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brantley is 0 for 2 in the game. Brantley strikes out. 1 out. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rayburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rayburn takes first base on ball 4. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Swisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to third. Rayburn moves to second. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Aviles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aviles hits a line drive into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ramirez tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Indians, 1. White Sox, 1. Brandon Moss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eaton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Eaton strikes out. 1 out. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Abreu is 0 for 2 in the game. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aviles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dan Jennings now pitching. Brett Hayes at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bourne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bourne bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hayes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 3 in the game. Kipnis bunts towards third. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. Bourne moves to second. One out. Jose Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Bourne moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Michael Brantley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brantley is 0 for 3 in the game. Brantley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garcia. Brantley reaches second base with a double. Bourne scores. Ramirez goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Jake Petrica now pitching. David Murphy pinch hits for Ryan Rayburn. David Murphy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy strikes out. 2 outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. David Murphy now playing right field. Adam LaRoche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. LaRoche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaRoche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aviles fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Connor Gillespie batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gillespie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gillespie hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Zach McAllister now pitching. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lonnie Chisenhall pinch hits for Mike Aviles. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Chisenhall strikes out. 1 out. Brandon Moss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moss is 0 for 3 in the game. Moss strikes out. Flowers drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Moss out. 2 outs. Brett Hayes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive towards short. Ramirez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lonnie Chisenhall now playing third base. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Flowers is 0 for 2 in the game. Flowers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanchez hits a line drive into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Eaton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAllister fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Zach Putnam now pitching. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bourne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bourne strikes out. 1 out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kipnis is 0 for 3 in the game. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops it up and throws to first, with Putnam covering, for the out. 2 outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cody Allen now pitching. Melky Cabrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cabrera is 0 for 3 in the game. Cabrera hits a line drive into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Abreu is 0 for 3 in the game. Abreu hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adam LaRoche is at the plate with a count of 3-0. LaRoche is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LaRoche takes first base on ball 4. Abreu moves to second. Emilio Bonifacio pinch runs for Adam LaRoche. Avisail Garcia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Garcia is 0 for 3 in the game. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Abreu moves to third. Bonifacio moves to second. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gillespie is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gillespie hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Chisenhall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Abreu scores. Bonifacio moves to third. Garcia moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. J.B. Shuck pinch hits for Tyler Flowers. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Shuck strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago.